This meeting is now being recorded.
Actually, thank you. This is Avra Doyle speaking. I'll be the only rapporteur today. It's in the middle of the night for Jordan. So, hello to you all. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
First thing is gender review, attendance check, and the SOI check. Then we'll do a quick update on working draft document A, since Jordan is the rapporteur on this one, and you can't be at this meeting. Then
you are very faint.
Discussion.
I am very faint. Yeah, the way I feel. Okay.
Let me
try to adjust my... Yeah, that's because I'm holding it in front of my mouth, but I don't want to keep doing that. Let me see if I can adjust the volume on it. Levels. Oh, yeah, it had dripped down to 53. Is that any better?
Yeah, it's getting better.
That's too high. Okay, let's see if that's any better. I can adjust it some more later if need be. Going into a detailed discussion of responses, and thank you, Bernie, going into a detailed discussion of responses to the staff questions that we got in response to our questions, and there is some text there contributed both, I think, by Klaus and myself, so it needs a discussion. And then, depending on how much time we have, a discussion on the first draft of document B, in that it's still lacking information, but it has begun, and of course we've posted further questions to the staff on that. And then a schedule check and a preview of that indicates that we are indeed slipping a bit, but we'll talk about that then. And then there's probably in any other business, but even if there isn't, there is. Yes, in any other business. And does anybody have any other business at this point that they'd like to add to the agenda? Hear nothing? Nothing? Okay.
I'm on audio only.
Yes, please. Okay, thank
Greg
you.
Gatton.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Okay. Now, in terms of attendance, attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect, but we do have three phone numbers, and I know one of them is Jeff Newman's and one of them is Greg Chatton's. Who has the one ending in 1933?
That's me, George Sadowski.
Okay, thank you, George. And Greg Chatton has been named, and 5079, is that you, Jeff?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, thank you very much. So I guess that's the attendance at this point, and go to the anybody else that hasn't been spoken of or listed. Okay, great. Now go to the SOI check, assuming everybody's SOI is up to date. But if you have an SOI update that you'd like to tell the group, please speak up now, raise your hand, whatever. Okay. Seeing, hearing nothing, just want to remind people that we are all obligated to update our SOI whenever it changes. Okay, moving to item two, the update on working draft document A. A fair amount of editing has been done on it. The clean version there has been focused. The old markup version is still available, but is not to be edited. I made a mistake and actually edited, but we've rolled back any of the edits I made to the original markup version, and it's only that first one, the clean version there, that is being worked on. Because the schedule had been for us to try and complete that one at this meeting, but since this meeting was at a bad time for Jordan, and we couldn't find a meeting that even Jordan and I could agree on, a meeting time slot that was still open to move to that Jordan and I could even agree to both be at, we decided that we would keep the editing online. Very few people have done so. Thank Greg for coming, making a pass through the document, but that we would leave the document open for further edits and finalizing the cleanup during the next week, and then would use the 16th meeting on the 16th, to focus on finishing that document so that we can pass it on to the plenary. So that's the update on that working draft. I do encourage everyone to try and find a time in the next week to go to the draft document and make some comments. For anybody that can't do the draft document, the PDF that was sent out contains all the current changes and the comments. While you can't export such a PDF directly from Drive, you can export a Microsoft doc, and then you can export that to Adobe to get all the current changes and such. So the three PDFs that I sent out should be proper snapshots of where they were at last night, my time, when I went to bed. Actually, even a little earlier than that. But so if you can't edit the Drive document, please take a read of the PDF that was sent out and send any of the changes to the list, and then either Jordan or I can put them into the document. Any comments, though, that anybody wants to make at this point, any major comments that they'd like to get on the record, Jordan will listen to this. So if anybody has any major comments that they'd like to get on the record that are, you know, large shifts that they believe needed in the document, I'd like to open up the floor just briefly to get those on the record. So does anybody have anything they feel they need to say about document A in a large sense? Okay. So continuing on the assumption that we're moving in the right direction on document A, I do invite everybody to take a read on it at next meeting. We will try to get the sub-team consensus on the document for sending it forward to this meeting. Okay, moving on. Unless I'll give one beat. Nope. Okay, moving on. The beat edits, we got a set of questions from the staff in response to our set of questions for document B. And an interesting set of questions. I think they cause some interesting answers to be thought of. Brenda, or I guess it's Brenda or Karen, whoever is doing the AC, could you put the response document up? Thank you. I see you're doing it. And I'm glad to see more people came. Thank you. Okay. So, yeah. Now, one of the problems with that PDF method is, of course, it makes the screen a little smaller. But anyway. So, we have the questions. I put in part of one answer to question two, and I don't believe I put in is in the right format yet, but I just jotted it down. Klaus contributed a lot of the text, and if he's willing, I didn't tell him I was putting him on the spot. I'm being echoed. I hate hearing me echo. Okay, but Klaus, if you'd like to talk to the questions, one, if you care to, or I could start with the question. Go ahead, Klaus, please.
Sorry, I didn't hear anything what you said, or I only heard you saying, go ahead, Klaus.
Okay, that was good. Okay, what I'm saying is, in terms of the answers, Question one response, I believe, was contributed primarily by Klaus. The question was, what are some concrete examples of concerns that the community has with regard to staff accountability? Are the concerns about individual service delivery, individual staff, or about the potential that staff might cause a violation of ICANN policies, processes, bylaws? And what I had said, Klaus, basically, is that the answer that is in there is primarily one that I believe that you contributed. And as such, I wanted to give you a chance to talk to it as opposed to my going through it. If you'd prefer, I could just go through it, you know, paragraph by paragraph. But
well,
I wanted to give you a chance to talk to it.
Thank you, Alfred. Thank you for giving me the chance and that I just didn't receive what you said. Just to make a long thing short, I promised last time that I would go through the document A and extract the answers to the question 1 to 4 out of it. Whilst doing it, I just simply realized it's fairly stupid to basically repeat what we already got. And by trying to condense it, I basically realized that what's behind the questions and actually what we are talking about is a very, very simple basic fact, which is at least seems to be of value, at least in my thinking. And that basic fact is simply that the role between staff and community basically reversed, whilst staff basically has conceived and should have had a role, or the staff's role should be in support of the community. Basically, when one looks through everything, and if you look what the situation is in the documents and even the tone of the questions, you realize that basically there is a reversal of roles, that it's actually the community that now is expected to serve the interests or outcomes or whatever you want to call it of staff. And I gave a very detailed
somebody
response I gave a very detailed response, I guess, too detailed response to the example with regards to outreach, but there are other examples which could be cited. So that's in very short, and I just put it in there, saying what I wanted, but I'm not too sure if somebody else says, look, that is not true, or that doesn't work, and wants to take it out. It's just a starter for one. That's how far I got with the thinking. Of course, it can be refined much, much further. And the second question is quite simply, is there now that in part of the questions, actually the opposite of what I started off with is happening, shouldn't be some parts of the answer to the question in document A? But that's another question. It's just out there as a proposal for a reply. I find it interesting, but it doesn't mean it has to be it's the right reply. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Klaus. Yes. And I very much appreciate people being brave enough to excuse me. While I suppress a cough. So I very much appreciate the work you did to put some content in that people can start working with, commenting on, thinking about. I'll just mention, and this is just a personal comment, that I wasn't sure that we had good alignment yet between what is said in A and some of how it developed in those answers. And I think that's important to look at before we finalize. But I don't see any hands on that. Hopefully people have had a chance to read it. What I'll do is just quickly, since question one is so extensive, if there are no comments, I'm actually going to stop, just do a walkthrough not my paragraph, but by section of the question, just give people a chance to look at it and start thinking about some of the specific sub-themes and parts that Klaus has opened up on question one. So basically, talks about, first of all, in the first part, ICANN centricity resulting in lack of relevance. And just wanted to see if anybody had any comments on that paragraph. I'm not going to read it. Actually, I've got two people just on audio, but I'm not sure that reading it is the best use of our time. But somebody can speak up if they would like me to read through the answer there as a conversation starter. What do people think? I have no requests for reading, so I'll not do so. So no comments on the bullet dealing with ICANN centricity resulting in lack of relevance. Okay. The main point in that is that website resources show mostly talking about ICANN and not talking about the issue, the wider range of DNS and internet ecosystem subjects. Yes, Klaus, did I misrepresent? Please.
No, misrepresent. I just, why I put that paragraph is in there, it becomes fairly clear that, for example, in the outreach, everything is done to promote ICANN.org as an organization, and there's basically literally a headcount going how many people are invited to events, dinners, receptions or whatever to promote ICANN.org and how many brochures or whatever are given out. But nobody from the staff side and in the outreach seems to be interested in actually promoting the DNS as such and what it's all about. So that's why I call the ICANN centricity. And the result of that is, at least in the non-commercial sector, quite simply that we hardly find in the operational concerns centricity organizations who find what we are doing or what ICANN is doing relevant. Because basically it's always a come to Jesus, come to ICANN. It's not a come to internet governance, participate and become a fully fledged citizens of cyberspace. That's why I put that paragraph in there just for starters. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments at this point on this paragraph? Just say we're just doing a early reading of this, and this document is, like all of our documents, open on the Drive document, and, you know, happy to see people commenting and suggesting edits to the document, but just wanted to make sure that it's out there. Okay, moving to the next section, which is a similar theme, which is the staff-centered strategy, in that it's, you know, the that the strategy is staff-centered, which goes along with what Klaus was just saying, is the idea that it'd be mainly executed and guided by ICANN staff, and, you know, indicating that that is contrary to ICANN's bottom-up process of governance and engagement. Any comments? Okay, I've seen one comment from Yulf indicating that ICANN or tends to promote ICANN at the community. Jeff Newman wrote, the registries have some thoughts on question one that we will be submitting. Fantastic. Hopefully, Jeff, you can submit them directly into the Drive doc, but if they're submitted as a statement on the list, then we'll try to fold them in. But Hoping for edits. Okay, then I see no hands. Moving on to C, building on the theme of staff centricity, And speaking still of the outreach strategy, it's a discussion how the documentation, educational materials are, again, largely centered around understanding ICANN, which is necessary but perhaps not sufficient. Speaking of the density of the material, the specific language issues, and that perhaps an indication that, again, it's not, language that may be appropriate for the intended stakeholders. And some of it is duplicative. So any comments on materials and language in this answer at this point? Okay. Moving on. Then there's a paragraph on lack of understanding, volunteers' realities and needs. Basically, indicating that there isn't a full understanding within ICANN of what goes into to being a community member, what goes into being a volunteer. There's assumptions here in about, or statements here about, contracted parties and non-contracted parties that people may have comments on. But there's also discussions on time of the effort required for engagement effectively, and such. So, and then the discussion of resources. Any comments on D at the moment? Not getting much discussion going here. Okay. It's too early to take this silence as agreement, but just want to warn people that over time, silence will become agreement until we ask for a specific consensus call. But please get your comments in early on some of this stuff to make sure that we get something that the group is has discussed well. Okay, moving down. Still no hands. Overcoming barriers. So then there's a discussion of how to begin to do that. Refers to making processes more readily digestible, making volunteer engagement easier, facilitating ease and effectiveness of volunteer efforts in governance processes, and needs to do so by consulting with the constituencies and not just focusing on top-down programs. Any comment on that? What an agreeable crew today. Okay, then the next item is reversing the roles between ICANN staff and ICANN constituency organizations. And I think this was one of the underlying points that Klaus made in his introductory discussion here, and speaks about the first step being the reversal of roles between staff and ICANN constituency organizations. I wasn't absolutely certain in my reading that I understood the full extent of that, but basically, talks about creation of win-win situations. I'm not real good at understanding what those are sometimes. And then making DNS the focus. That's not to say I don't think win-win situations are good. I'm just not sure how that gets achieved. And making DNS the focus of more of the work. Any other comments on that? Okay, I'll keep walking through it. And then there's a section on directing resources. Okay, yes, Jeff, before I go on, please.
Yeah, thanks. This is Jeff Newman for the record. The comments I want to make, so the registries have been in a dialogue with ICANN staff on particularly this question here about improving accountability or things that ICANN staff has been doing, which we don't necessarily view comport with the bylaws. The registries have been discussing this for a while with ICANN staff, but because of the fact that it did not want to implicate individual people, it doesn't want to necessarily make those specific examples known in a public letter at this point or a public statement. So, but needless to say, we're trying to work on a way to submit our concerns, especially on this one, where we find that staff is really substituting its own judgment or pushing its own agenda out to the community and then just asking the community, you know, to ratify its thoughts. And there have been several situations like certain technical, from a technical side, certain technical solutions that ICANN has wanted to push when it hasn't necessarily been through the proper community channels. In other words, it's trying to take advantage of specific situations where certain things have not gone through full community input, and add those two things like consensus policy and just saying, well, they're implementing the consensus policy. And I know this sounds pretty vague, but again, we're still in discussions with ICANN staff on this. And frankly, the registries are a little upset at the fact that staff sent these questions back to Workstream 2 to us, to this group, when it knows that this dispute has been ongoing, and they think it's, you know, kind of bad faith on staff's part to send us these questions when they know that we've been having these precise discussions.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you for the background on the question. It does help me to understand. One thing I'd like to point out, and I appreciate, you know, the way you're trying to speak of this, I think one thing in terms of getting more specific is while that may tell the registries something about specific people that you're talking about, the rest of us would probably not be so informed. It's not like we all know what all staff members do. In fact, that is one of the difficult things sometimes, to figure out who's responsible for something if you don't already know. So I'm not sure that you getting more specific in your descriptions would be, announcing to the world that person X, was problematic in their decision making. So I think that, you know, generality will work. And I think, though, it's important, since the question has been addressed to this group, and we do have an obligation to answer it, for everyone that's got detail, that's got real examples, real concerns, real experience with us, to actually find a way to get it said now. Because if we go beyond this point in WS2 where we're talking about staff accountability and we don't deal with an issue, then later it may be more difficult to, you know, bring it up as a new issue when everyone knows that it sort of existed before. I see two hands. Jeff, is your hand a renewed hand?
Yes, and it's thanks. This is Jeff Newman. Just a question. So I know ICANN staff submitted this in response to us, but it seems very defensive by them. I mean, what are they going to do with these answers? Is this, you know, we asked them a series of questions, and rather than answering those questions, they came back and asked us questions. You know, how do I explain this in the best way to the registries? Because for the registries to feel like this is incredibly defensive and actually kind of improper for them to be sending us these questions. Because what it seems like is that until we answer these questions in a way that they find satisfactory, they're not going to participate in our work. Is that
okay,
a proper reading?
I'm sorry. You're making more assumptions than I was ready to make, so I don't know. But you have a strong... you have a stronger knowledge of the background discussions than I do. I don't know if it's defensive. It may be just trying to understand and using this. From one of the other questions, from question two, for example, we find a little bit of perhaps uncertainty that exists in the staff about why we're asking these questions and, you know, how we would react to their participation. And I think their participation is indeed, and their participation in this group when we're talking about staff accountability is important. Their decisions, whether singly or collectively or mutually, to not participate is indeed worrisome and such. So I'd love to hear what people have to say about that. Klaus, I see your hand.
Thank you, Afri. Jeff, first of all, thank you very much for what you said, because this is now cross-community. Basically, we have the same experience as you have on other levels, at least on the operational concerns side. And everything I've written there is something which has been documented and which has been given in writing and in discussions to staff. There's nothing new there. The only experience I can say, and that's why I wrote it down as an answer to a question, is last time I submitted these points to staff, basically it was ignored and there was no answer forthcoming. And when I pressed the point about these things, so basically the staff said that it was offensive that these points are even made, and which really basically proves the point I'm trying to make, that we have a reversal of roles. And I think the major point and the major outcome of this working group, to be a little bit provocative, is that we have to work on and find ways how to stop that process and trying to get back to how things should be, and not trying to document the wrong status quo. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I see no other hands. We're a little over the call. So,
Greg,
please go ahead, Greg. Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you. And George Q after Greg.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. It's great chatting, for the record. Just in listening to the conversation, especially Jeff Newman brought up the registry's kind of delicate attempt to balance concerns about private versus public conversation, and the staff's defensiveness and perceived defensiveness, to be politically correct. This in itself, this last conversation of the last 10-15 minutes shows some of the difficulties of staff accountability. And I don't know if there's a way to, in essence, work these issues, to the extent they're not already there, into our written report. The conundrum of having to choose between a quiet bilateral attempt to seek a solution or to use a more public, multi-stakeholder method of accountability that may actually result in a more messy and protracted attempt to gain a result. This seems to be a very unfortunate choice to have to make in an organization that is attempting to elevate both accountability and transparency. The lesson seems to be that you can't be transparent and hold someone accountable if you actually want to get results to advance your business purposes or your technical purposes. You kind of almost have to choose between accountability and transparency and pragmatism, in a result. And that kind of is a huge problem for multi-stakeholder processes and for transparency and accountability. And the so I think there's kind of a underlying staff accountability problem right here that we find ourselves in. And somehow we need to find a way to, as uncomfortable as it may be, express that. And I think that the, the way to move things forward, it may be uncomfortable. Of course, anybody who's being held accountable is going to be somewhat defensive and uncomfortable. As a leader of a constituency, president of the IPC, I'm a little uncomfortable in the conversations in the SOAC accountability group, but I'm willing to take lumps to the extent that it's part of the larger accountability, transparency, multi-stakeholder process we're all in, and everyone needs to be willing to take their lumps and also to not let the desire to actually be an accountable, transparent organization stand in the way of being an organization that works for accomplishing technical and business and social objectives. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. I have George next, and then we have Jeff with a hand up. So please, George, go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Aubrey. I'm speaking in the role of board liaison to this group, and it sounds to me like there's less discussion going on than two groups at a distance from each other sort of lobbing rocks across a large barrier, and that's unfortunate, and we should not take that as a status quo. I would like to find out from the staff side what's going on here. I happen to be in Los Angeles at a board workshop at the present time. There's obviously some reason why you're feeling that this is going on. I admit not having read the documents. So I'm not sure. I don't feel I'm standing on solid ground, but there must be a story on the other side. And it seems to me that the way in which this is progressing, that's not going to come out because of, reluctance to engage in frank communication. I don't know. But let me see what I can do to understand what's going on in the next few days. Thank you.
Thank you, George. I have Jeff and then Klaus.
Yeah, thanks. This is Jeff Newman again, for the record. And I'm looking for it. In Hyderabad, there was one open discussion between the board and the contracted parties, and there is a transcript from that in which some of the concerns were expressed, and we did say we would submit a letter to the board, I will say that one was submitted to the ICANN staff and the board, but at this point, the registries, because it implicated specific people, the registries had asked for that letter to stay confidential between the registries and the board and the staff. So I will provide a link in the next couple of minutes when I find it from Hyderabad of that board contracted parties meeting where some of these concerns were voiced. Again, this is why we thought this question was a little insulting in some respect, because we had pointed out examples, and it's almost like they wanted to take these discussions and force them into the public, which to us didn't make sense, because again, we didn't want to implicate specific staff members and cause kind of a he said, she said type of thing about specific people. So thanks, George. I'll post this link. And George, all I can say on behalf of the registries, if you ask Cyrus, you will get some more background on those issues. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Klaus?
Thank you very much. George, I really appreciate that you want to dive into that issue and talk to staff, but I really would appreciate if you talk to me or other people who have the full history and can actually point you in a more specific direction, because these are things which are going on literally for years and years and years. And before you talk to staff and before you make your inquiries, I would invite you to get a little bit more of the background information and then take the action you think it's worthwhile, because I know, as stupid as it sounds, I know exactly the answers you are getting, you will be given, because I've received the same answers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Philip?
Yeah, good morning, all.
Philip?
Yeah, Phil Corey for the record. Can you hear me?
Good morning, all.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to ask because I have mute on. Yeah, a couple of comments here now that I've had enough coffee to participate meaningfully in this discussion. Now that I'm aware that these are questions coming back to us from ICANN staff, I guess putting them in their best light, one might view them as an attempt for the staff to gain better understanding of the concerns of community members, though I'm not aware of the specifics of the situation Jeff Newman is referencing, and I see no reason to think that his concerns are not valid. So far as being community members being afraid to raise issues in a transparent way and in full community when they have concerns about staff actions or practices, I personally haven't had that problem, but I'm not representing a contracted party, a registry or registrar within ICANN, so I don't have to worry about possible blowback in my contractual agreement with the organization. I can say, and over the years, I've certainly gotten feedback from people with contracted parties who are very concerned about raising any public criticism of the organization for fear of impact it might have on the prospects of their company in future contract negotiations. On question four from them, let me get down here. The part about the enhancements of the reconsideration IRP process, I don't know that we can yet know whether they're sufficient to address any valid concerns because they haven't been exercised yet. The only way to find out if they represent a significant enhancement over the prior IRP and reconsideration options is to actually test them. And finally, I would like listed under an answer to question one, a very clear example, and I'll there's a representative of constituent sense here, which does not hold the same position, but a very concrete example is that in 2016, the business constituency and the non-commercial stakeholder group filed a joint request for reconsideration over what they believed was improper actions by Global Domain Division staff in pushing registries to accept URS in their revised renewal agreements, while that is an issue being considered as to whether it should be consensus policy by the RPM review working group. So I know there's other views on whether that was proper for staff to do. The IPC has another view, but it's asked for the question asks, what are concrete examples of concerns that the community has, and that's a documented concern that a considerable part of the non-contracted party house took in an official reconsideration request. So I feel that it should at least be listed as something. And the situation is ongoing. There were just comments filed yesterday on the .Mobi renewal agreement. I'm not going to get into specifics, but there's still concern within parts of the community about that practice. And I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I wanted to add one thing. Yeah. I wanted to add one thing in terms of a personal experience. I'm not going to name the staff person because the staff person is still employed in a senior position with ICANN, but I found that back in late 2013, early 2014, after I published an article that was critical of the way that Fadi and the board had laid the groundwork for the Net Mundial conference by adopting a board resolution in secret, and that this particular senior staff person made it very clear to me at ICANN meetings that I was persona non grata so far as this staff person was concerned. Again, it didn't concern me in that I didn't have to deal with this person, and the person was not in a position to do any significant harm to the organizations I represent within ICANN. But again, if I was a contracted party, I'd be in a very different situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Just for a quick summary, we've got 13 minutes left on this one. And I want to get through this and touch on the other documents in the schedule before we end the meeting. It seems like there are many bilateral instances, I'm echoing, so hopefully, okay. Nope, still an echo. But anyway, okay, I'll try to go on. So basically I'd like to invite, encourage all of you that do have things to say to get them into this document. I think it is an important thing for us to be noticing that, you know, many people think that, gee, the problem they're having is unique. And certainly in terms of subject matter, they do appear to be unique. But in terms of relationship, they may not be so unique. So using this opportunity to try and get to the commonality of some of these, you know, bilateral issues, given our multi-stakeholder methods, it's good to get them stated at this point. George, I said I'd come back to you because I had heard you trying to come in with a comment. So please, George, before I move on.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I think what you're doing, what you're saying is absolutely right. It's very hard to argue specifically on the basis of feelings, on the basis of isolated incidents that can't really be described well enough because there are people's feelings involved. This is my own personal feeling. I don't speak for the board here, but my sense is that the more detail you can come up with, the more likely you are to be able to resolve issues like this and also decide whether, if you're looking at a specific instance, such as this presumed retaliation that Jeff alluded to, or the side that Phil alluded to, the question is that one instance, or is that a reflection of a very general and pervasive feeling or attitude on the part of staff? And I don't think you get to be able to answer those unless you go to specifics in an appropriate venue. And I would agree that opening this up with specifics to the entire community is likely to result in some kind of a food fight. You may not want to do that, but you shouldn't avoid talking about specifics as examples in the working group and in a confined space where you can really drill down and figure out what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Okay, I want to quickly just go through the other questions here. Phil, is that an old hand? Sorry, I wasn't going to say old hand anymore. But thank you. Okay, so there's further content, although we've touched on much of it in this discussion, so I encourage people to read question one. Just to make sure that we've mentioned the other questions, question two has to do with participation in this group by the community and statements that at least I had made, perhaps others at other times had made about there being a nervousness on staff about speaking out. And I think that sometimes, you know, the concerns we have about what happens if we speak publicly is it goes for the staff and perhaps, you know, even to a greater extent because they have jobs depend on it. And all I could say is that as the person that's been making this, and this is a personal point here, that many have spoken to me, but they've all done it in utmost secrecy, and I've even been asked not to mention at times what the specific subject was, because if the subject was mentioned, then the person would be known by someone in staff, yep. Boss, and that could be problematic. Now, the staff also asked, is this because you're afraid of the perceptions of how the organization will respond or how the community will respond? And I must admit that at least one person that talked to me said that their concern was on how they could speak to the community without perhaps it being taken badly. So the answer to question two is yeah, on both sides. And I do want to see people comment on these. Question three had to do with expectations of respectful behavior and you know, there's a set of questions, you know. So what is the expectation of the community on this? And then we have question four, which Philip already introduced a little, which was, do you think there should be areas where people in ICANN organizations should be directly accountable to the community? Now, if you look at document A, we're answering that sort of in a halfway point of saying input, but not directly accountable, not reporting to, as it were. But there's a lot of nuance in that gradation that we haven't talked through. And one of the things I don't understand in these questions is if we do the role reversal that we speak of, and I'm not sure that that's the right parlance, but it may be, how does that affect this direct accountability issue? So, and how does that? So those are questions that I have about the questions. I really appreciate the discussion we had on it. I think we could go further on it at this point, except for time. So I do ask people following the method we've tried to pick in this group of doing as much work in the document as possible, to please over the next 2 weeks, really, you know, spend some time with this document as well as the others, getting your viewpoints in. And my last comment to George is I don't think we're throwing rocks over the wall at each other. As you said, rocks are far more aggressive than I think this is, and I don't think it's gotten to that level at all. I tend to see us as throwing bundles of dirty laundry over the wall at each other and saying, you take care of it. No, you take care of it. You know, this is your dirty laundry. No, this is your dirty laundry. And such, more than a rock throwing. So I don't want to raise the level of interaction to it being quite that pernicious yet. I just, that's a personal view, but I wanted to put that in. Okay, stop on this one. We have 5 minutes left. I just want to cover the other two documents. Yes, maybe I can should get a walking review. Oh, yes, I have been very bad about reading the answers. I should probably get them quickly read, although they will be in the record, and I think that they have been captured. I don't know whether it's Brenda or Karen that's capturing them, but thank you. So, yes, those answers are there. On document B, you know, we sent a set of questions. We got back a set of answers, not just questions. We got back a set of answers. But in the answers, they referred very frequently to documentation that wasn't available to us yet. So in starting up the report for B, I have taken, and I think Klaus has also contributed, although I'm losing track of how many things he's contributed to, because he's contributed to so many, is taking what information we could get out of their response. I've also been spending some time wandering about the website, the public parts of it, to seeing what clues I could find in reports, in things on, you know, writings on what the key indicators are, et cetera. So have tried to pick that up, but that report needs a lot of fleshing. It needs a lot of fleshing based on the further request we made to the board of, can we see these documents that are the code of ethics, that are the training materials, et cetera, so that we have a better idea and can describe things better. So we're still waiting on further information, but because we have an obligation to deliver, doing our best at trying to answer, you know, the questions from the things we can glean on it, and such. So, okay. So that's where we're at on that. So I asked anybody to please also, you know, document A, and the questions, I think, are the most critical. But we are also slipping on the schedule for B. And so I ask any of you that have any knowledge or that have any access to information, even if you're just generalizing it and not quoting it, please start adding content to this so that we can start to build up as we continue to wait for the responses, which I've been assured will come, you know, very soon, possibly by the end of this week. So I remain confident and hopeful of getting a response, and hopefully getting a response that includes the documentation or access to the documentation. Okay, on the schedule, and I don't know if we have it put up, but basically at this fall, we were supposed to test agreed changes to draft document B. We're not there yet. We have not done that yet. We did not have dealing with these comments in our original schedule. So, I mean, the questions from staff in the original schedule. So that's something we need to add to it. We had also planned to finalize document A to hand off to the next plenary. We're not doing that today. We obviously didn't do that today. So that has moved to the 16th when we were supposed to finalize B, which we won't be doing at that meeting. So basically we have slipped on our schedule. Jordan and I need to get together, and we haven't yet. Wanted to see where we were on this meeting also on recalibrating our schedule. But just wanted to get that said that, you know, there's been a fairly insistent request from staff on when we will make an end of it. Will we deliver our documents on time? And while I wasn't sure whether they were talking about final documents or intermediate documents, I wanted to have this meeting before being able to answer. Jordan and I need to recalibrate. We've hit the hour. I don't know if anybody else has a last comment to make. I did monopolize these last 5 minutes, or even these last 10 minutes. Okay, then I thank everybody for being here. I'm really quite grateful that we got into a substantive discussion. I think that's one of the things we haven't had enough of in this group yet, so I think this is really good. And please, please, please spend some time on the documents, either using the PDFs that have been sent out to send in comments, or preferably go into the document and adjust changes and make comments. Any other business? I didn't ask. Anybody have anything else to say? Okay, thank you, and thanks for the extra minute. I think we can end this call.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Thanks, Aubrey.